You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As we always do, we kick off the markets, or the show rather, with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day. Joined on the line by Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at market movements and potentially market expectations. Gary, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A positive start to the week across the board. Equity markets up today. We have been seeing a bit of up and down movements from markets with some profit taking in place, some risk sentiment being weighed out, but all in all, it seems as though this is a strong start to the second trading week of November.
Yeah, very strong start today. So we have the All Share Index up. Well, let's look at the top 40. Top 40 up just a touch under 2%. And as we've seen so often this year, all of the lifting being done by the gold miners. So we had the likes of Sibanye-Stillwater up 7%, Anglo Gold up over 5%, Harmony up over 5%, Goldfields up almost 5%. And that obviously propelled the resource index up 4.31% for the day. So that most of the gains coming from the gold miners, as we've seen a key theme over the year. This is as the gold price obviously has recovered well above the $4,000 an ounce level. We're trading, call it $4,083 an ounce at the moment. And that's interesting, given that we've seen a big move in those interest rate expectations from the U.S. You know, we're currently sitting on around a 63% chance we'll get a cut in December. And just a month ago, we were almost at 100% chance. So maybe a little bit of recovery there. Difficult to tell where it's coming from. You know, we've got the dollar index. If we look at the other side of that pair, it's down slightly, and we might see the dollar recovering a little bit tonight as we see a little bit more optimism around potentially the U.S. government shutdown coming to an end. Our local currency doing exceptionally well. U.S. dollar trading against the rand at 17.16 at the moment. So also a big day for the local currency. Obviously, we've got medium-term budget policy statement coming up. Brent crude oil hardly moved. So even though we do think that 800,000 federal workers are going to have their pay restored and will be back at work, which is improving sentiment slightly, I think that's being offset with the idea that inventories have been building. Got OPEC Plus also increasing output in December. Got seaborne oil in Asian waters at least doubling in recent weeks as Western sanctions have started to impact imports from China and India. So the Brent crude oil price hardly moved today. We're trading around $63.5 a barrel there. Overall S&P 500 pretty positive. That up around 0.8%. Nasdaq really running. So any fears that the AI bubble was bursting seem to be shoved into the bottom drawer today, and we've got the Nasdaq up call it 1.44% at the moment.
Gary, I would wager similar fears around the gold price and risk sentiment finally changing. That seems to have also been shoved into the same drawer as the bubble burst, because if we had a look at the conversations we had when the gold price retraced, everybody said, oh, this was the very top. We're not going to come back up here. And risk sentiment is shifting. Everybody's piling back into the dollar. But the gold price clearly seemingly bucking that trend as well and saying perhaps we're not done yet from that perspective. You touched on the fact that the U.S. government shutdown could potentially be coming to an end after, I think it's a little over 41 days at this point, a little more than the 35 days that we saw the last time. Is the market perhaps gearing up for one last run as we head into that Santa rally, and everything seems to just be moving on the up?
I think the Santa rally started after the Liberation Day tariffs this year. We've had hardly any pullbacks. Very little opportunity to deploy new capital if you're waiting for a little bit of a sell-off. But I think there's definitely, the idea that the U.S. shutdown is finishing, I think that's going to improve sentiment. You'd expect that to kind of filter into consumer confidence, activity and spending figures as well. But there are still, a fair few hurdles ahead. I mean, it's still got to go through the House of Representatives, but this is a step in the right direction. Whether we can call the top on gold or the top on this market rally, it's very difficult to say. Let's hope it rallies into the end of the year. We're getting close now, so I think let's hope the Santa rally is underway. I can't remember which year it was. A couple of years ago, we had a very negative December, and everyone kind of forgot about it. It was 2018. So hopefully we keep the Santa rally going, and hopefully markets do head a little bit higher. But I don't know. You know, looking at it, the shutdown itself hasn't. I don't think it's had a major impact on the underlying U.S. economy. I mean, a lot of the certainly the market gains that we've seen have come from this kind of paradigm shift that, AI is going to change the world and the kind of massive valuations that these companies are commanding. I think the biggest part of the shutdown is probably the absence of data. And I think that's also one of the reasons that we're seeing the expectations around a rate cut in December just pulling back a little bit. As Jerome Powell said in the most recent FOMC meeting, when you're driving in the fog, you slow down. And at the moment, we're sitting in a situation where we're almost jumping at economic data points as they come through. I mean, we had very poor U.S. consumer sentiment figures on Friday, and we saw a massive reaction in the dollar because we're not getting non-farm payroll numbers. So I think that the shutdown and just a little bit more transparency on the health of the U.S. economy will go a long way, maybe to settling nerves. If the picture that emerges is positive, then yes, let's see the Santa rally continue. If suddenly we see that things are a lot worse than expected, I mean, that could also be cause for a pullback. But I think, as we're operating in this fog at the moment, I think maybe a little bit of caution is warranted.
Gary, I want to look ahead to Wednesday. We've got the midterm budget policy statement being tabled by our National Treasury. We know that typically this is the second biggest conversation from National Treasury's perspective after the main budget that was tabled three times this year. I want to get your thoughts around what we're looking forward to here. The Rand showing some signs of positivity and optimism ahead of that. I mean, I'm seeing some of the best levels against the euro that we've had since early this year. The Rand against the dollar also showing some signs of recovery there. And it seems as though that is more Rand movement than it is the other side of the pair showing a bit of weakness. Markets clearly having some expectations of this week. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think there's been a couple of positive developments, in the South African context. I mean, we've been removed from the grey list. That's very positive, certainly just from an AML, so an anti-money laundering perspective. I think it builds some credibility around South Africa as well. Of course, with the mini budget, we're going to get an update on National Treasury's economic focus, should we put it that way. We'll get an update on revenue and expenditure and again, it's a check-in more than any major policy shifts. I have seen some talk about this could be the moment that we move from the 3 to 6% inflation targeting framework to a 3% target that the Reserve Bank has been talking about. I don't know if that's going to come true, and I think I think the expectation is that we will likely see the GDP expectation from National Treasury also being reduced again, probably to around, like, let's call it 1.1% for 2025, maybe 1.3% for 2026, and that's low. It's just again, it's one of those things that we struggle with, because if we look at let's say Stats SA figures, South African population growth is at 1.33%, so at the moment, our GDP is growing slower than our population. Per capita, we're getting poorer. We have less GDP per person, which is not a great situation to be in. And if we can hear a good story, on Wednesday, and it does, I suppose, develop a little bit more optimism around the ability for the South African government to, I suppose, rein in spending and pursue this path of fiscal consolidation, you might see a stronger currency, you might see a little bit more optimism coming through from foreign investors. And we desperately do need foreign direct investment to assist us in boosting up our GDP, our GDP growth rates. So it's all to see, and we'll wait for Wednesday and hear what comes.
Certainly is all to play for, and of course you know that we will be bringing you all of the budget conversations that take place on Wednesday, as we always do every single year. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, for joining us to get a sense of what's been moving the markets today and potentially what we could look forward to this week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.